open places permitted, but he loosened the knife in its scabbard and at all times kept his club in readiness for instant action. Forging at last through a narrow strip of dense jungle vegetation, the man-thing broke through into an almost treeless area of considerable extent. For an instant he hesitated, glancing quickly behind him and then up at the security of the branches of the great trees waving overhead. But some greater urge than fear or caution influenced his decision, apparently, for he moved off again across the little plain, leaving the safety of the trees behind him. At greater or lesser intervals, leafy sanctuaries dotted the grassy expanse ahead of him, and the route he took, leading from one to another, indicated that he had not entirely cast discretion to the winds. But after the second tree had been left behind, the distance to the next was considerable. And it was then that Newmar walked from the concealing cover of the jungle and, seeing his quarry apparently helpless before him, raised his tail stiffly erect and charged. 2 months. 2 long, weary months filled with hunger, with thirst, with hardships, with disappointment, and, greater than all, with gnawing pain. Had passed.